Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're all curious, what's going to happen this year? In my recent show, I talked about how the I Ching predicted some opportunity for the future that looked good. And now what we're going to do is, again, go back to the I Ching, but this time differently. We're going to be using the human design system, and we've done shows with my guests. We've done shows like this every year for a number of years now. And it's amazing how relevant human design is to what's going on in the world and how it reveals things that we need to know that we can understand are very likely. And when we look back on them, it's quite uncanny. The human design system is amazing. And we'll talk a little bit about why it has this information. But first, I want to introduce my guest, who is also a human design analyst, as I am. And we love human design, don't we, Regina?
Thank you, Peter. Of course. Of course. It's so relevant and practical and important for people to understand, not just in their own personal lives, but like you mentioned, seeing what kind of events are appearing out in our outer world.
Right. And you're Regina Concatelli, and you're in California. I'm in New York, so we have a nice cross-country relationship. And you know, it's so important to talk with each other about it because it reinforces our insights and understandings of it in ways that keep growing. And it comes from, for those who don't know human design, it comes from the position of the planets. And the revelation in human design is it understands how to position the how the positions of the planets interact with the hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching. There are 64 parts to the I Ching. Each part is called a hexagram, and it's six lines to a hexagram. Six separate parts to a hexagram, and this analyzes everything accordingly to the sky and to the alignment with these parts of the I Ching, and it's uncanny how accurate it always is. Regina and I work with clients all the time doing human design charts for them, and it's always amazingly, I would say 100% accurate. Some people might only give it 95% or 98%. they're being...
Well, and sometimes people aren't ready to hear everything that's in their human design chart. So there might be like, oh, that's not true. And then they come back later and say, oh, my gosh, you were so right on with that.
Yeah, and it's about how we also deliver it so they understand it and can appreciate the insights that it's giving them. So we want to talk about this year because we need to talk about this year and help people understand what we're facing, what the opportunities are, and what the challenges will be according to human design. What stands out the most to you, Regina?
Well, you know, what stands out is just, you know, glimmering back to a year ago and what we looked at that chart for 2014 and how there was a lot of potential for change and chaos and upheaval last year. And I would say I experienced on a personal level, and we're seeing that in our worldly view. And this year has some of that, not as much, but there is a little bit, there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of possibility and a lot of potential for emotional experiences that we may not have had before, and also helping us, you know, learn how to be stronger people, I think, stronger as individuals and stronger in community. I would say that's what's standing out for me.
Okay. Now, those are generalizations that we're going to get more into detail as we look through the human design chart, which starts actually on January 22nd at 8:53 a.m. And And it's quite fascinating to appreciate how this works, because the year starts in human design when the 41st hexagram gets activated by the position of the sun and the planet. And, you know, it's really an opening, because the 41st hexagram is in the first chakra. So it's an initiating energy. So each year, the year is initiated by the activation of this 41st. And the 41st really expresses desire. So it puts the pressure on to want to activate the year. And so that starts on January 22nd. And so that's where our chart is made. And so... There are traits in this that we want you to know about that I think will be very important in our evolution this year.
Well, I would like to start with that activation of the 41. It's like it's a pressure. It's like there's fuel or going to the gas station, you know, and so there's a spark and initiating. And what it's initiating is some new experiences, some desire, some opening up, maybe exploring some of our fantasies, and dreams, wishes, things that we want to see happen, and to experience some of those. Not so much like it's going to end up in the way that we think it's going to end up in our mind, but to just be able to have that experience and feel what it might be like to start a new business, or, you know, buy a home or start a family or something of that nature. That's maybe things that people have been hoping for a while, that they actually have the energy to get it started, or the planets are going to support them in having the energy to get something new started.
Well, the energy is going to be very strong, because right away we see at the moon the 30th hexagram of burnout, the fourth line of that hexagram of burnout. So it's an unrealistic pace that we're going to be challenging life this year. And it's maybe that's good. Maybe we need to challenge life and get to a better time. We can't go back. We have to go forward, and we have to make changes. And so what are the changes that need to be made? And right now I'm being drawn to talk about the hexagram that shows up at Mercury for this year. And I really like that. It's called the Savior, the ability to overcome all obstacles for the betterment of humanity. So at least we're going to talk a good game. And think a good game, too, because it's at Mercury, which is how we think and express ourselves. So it's really a strong, a powerful energy to help humanity. And then on the unconscious, there are two different sides of these, conscious and unconscious, and they both are working very powerfully. The unconscious we might not be as aware of. And the unconscious side has to do with really strong intelligence and intuition. So we're going to be gifted this year with insights, understandings that we haven't had before. And I think that's an opening. Everybody is looking for a shifting in consciousness. And are we going to know better? Are we going to keep on self-destructing? Or is somebody in power going to start getting smart? And this is the opportunity for it. So...
yeah, I like how those two play together. I like how the moon and the burnout, and it may be that your people can look at if they're burning out other people, or if they're getting burnout of just trying to take on too much and move too fast. And yet this other side here, there's a lot of potential for intuition and for people to develop their intuition. And a lot of people talk about that they want that, and they actually hear their intuition. Maybe this will be the year where people will start to follow those intuitive knowings or those nudges that they get. It's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to follow it. But we're going to be hearing and being in touch with more intuition this year. It's really strong. Neptune, I believe, said that as well. The nodes. Yeah, the north node and the Mercury. Yeah, both in the gate of intuition.
Yeah, so there's a lot of clarity, intuitive clarity this year that is insight, is deeper knowing. And that's really important, that people aren't just spouting superficial understandings. There'll be more clarity this year.
And it's a different kind of intelligence.
Yes,
that's going to be available.
It's a good one.
A different kind of intelligence. There's the intellect, but let's use the word intelligence that comes from a different place.
Well, then let's add to this the signs that show up at Uranus, because they really add to this, and Uranus is a planet of sudden change, so there's going to be a lot of changes. There already are a lot of changes, and how do we deal with it? And at Uranus we have success in action through clarity, understanding the opposing forces and establishing a proper response through clarity. And we see earlier that we have that clarity through all this intuition. And then also unconscious at Uranus is objectivity. And it's a principled and legal character that ensures objectivity. Force must be based on impartiality and not emotionally motivated, or perhaps not motivated by greed or by corruption. And so it feels that, you know, that goes along with the ability to overcome all obstacles for the betterment of humanity. It feels like there's opportunities here for a breakthrough in among parties that have been really corrupted and greedy. And now even in our country, because this is about the whole world, but even in our own country, we have the opportunity for instance, the Republican Party that has taken power in Congress to show what they're made of. And if they're playing stupid, I don't know that they're with this layout here, I think that they'll try to be smarter and see if they can solve problems rather than make problems.
Yeah, there's a really strong theme here that you're talking about, this Uranus, and also shows up, you know, three times in this chart about control. You know, how do we control our own lives, and who's trying to control us, and how to use that power, and what is the misuse of power, and you know, we need leaders, and we need leaders that have strong egos. You know, we need that. And yet, you know, it's the objectivity, knowing how to use that power. So it'll be interesting to see who, you know, what leaders step forward this year, or how the leaders that are already in place, how they might use their influence in a little different way.
Very.
That's what I will be watching for.
Right. Very helpful. And there's even at Pluto, we have a trait called politeness and discretion. So it's opposition that does not transgress normal codes of behavior. So people are going to be trying to get along. But then there is, on the other side of Pluto, there is stubbornness too. So, and stubbornness can lead to alienation.
Well, and it is in the whole hexagram is about some stubbornness and fighting and struggling, and which sounds really, you know, harsh or strong, but it's like we got it, you know, we have to struggle for things sometimes if it's worth it. If we want that new house, if we want to start the family, if we want something, Sometimes there's some struggle involved if it has meaning and purpose.
Right. Yeah. And let's put a positive nature on this stubbornness.
Yes.
and that goes along with discretion and politeness, and so maybe there are ways that, you know, when people are polite, they do listen.
Yes.
And so there are opportunities that break through there. And then let's come up back up. We're going up and down according to how far away the planets are or how close they are. And we're coming closer again, coming back to Venus. And Regina, what do you see at Venus?
Well, with Venus, there's some possibility for some real organized change. And, you know, this is all about a revolution, our principles, you know, what do we stand for, how do we organize our resources. And it's on the line of organization.
And practicality.
Yes, very practical. Practical provisions for the needs of others in a revolutionary times, which ensures support and continued understanding. A potential sensitivity to the practical needs of others. So Venus is all about our values and you know, what we find important to us. And so right here, sociology. So there again, there's hope for our leaders here if they can, they'll have an opportunity to reflect this potential back to us and how they provide for those that need and what's really needed and you know, could be the beginning of, when I was doing this, it's like maybe the GMO labeling and world hunger and things like that. That's, you know, that's the basis of what we need.
Well, we also saw earlier that there's a lot of pressure that can even create burnout. And so there's all this energy. And Venus also has a trait this year of adventurism. And that's, I've done a lot of human design charts for people who have this in their design. And they truly are adventurers. They do go places and do things that most of us wouldn't think of. And so that's also in this year.
Yeah, the ability to take some risks. Yes.
Right. And to have that deep desire to create an adventure, and so there are choices that will have to be made. I mean, this isn't all about because we want everything to be better, we're going to become more conservative and try to quiet everything down, because quieting things down isn't necessarily changing our direction or trying new opportunities. And so the adventurous in us, in all of us this year, will, I think, also open up new territory.
Yeah, and it's like parting the sea, you know. It's like if they're really going for something, or we know what our priorities are, we know what our resources are, it's like things fall away. And when things fall away, it causes some stress in the beginning, and that can also be, you know, part of the burnout. But I think we're being asked here through all this and having the potential to have the inner knowing of what to hang on to and what to let go of.
Right. And let's look at another opportunity here that I'm very excited about, and that's in the North Node, it's a trait called restructuring. And I think it's important because our society has recently been very short-term minded about, and that's why there's greed, because it's also about what can I get the most of the soonest and keep?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not working out. So there needs to be a new assessment of long-range goals and how things fit into the long term, rather than how can we satisfy immediate needs.
Yeah, it can be a lot of stops and starts. It kind of feels like we've already done a lot of that, especially if we look at in the United States at the Congress. It's a lot of stops and starts. Hopefully there will be a little bit more intelligence in that in the coming year, that in the restructuring.
Well, the whole world needs it. You know, economies are falling apart all over the world. And so we need to restructure for a much more enduring world, and we're being forced to at this stage.
Yeah, and also while we're talking about the nodes, what the nodes tell us is it tells us about the environment. And a theme that I think is carrying over from last year as well is the importance of family, the importance of our community, our friends, our network, staying in touch with it. I seem to see more and more of that over the internet, and I'm sure others do as well, where, you know, neighborhoods, you know, are creating their own little websites and things like that, where we can stay connected to the people that are close to us.
That's great. Now let's look at the what's called the body graph, or I call it the chakra template in human mm-hmm. design. Because last year we looked at it and we were frightened, and this year it's still you know not easy because it has a lot of struggle in it, and yet that struggle for a greater purpose, and so we really like to see that. We're willing to struggle for a greater purpose, and so we have that, and we have a lot of longing and desire this year, and we actually in what you and I will call the 48th gate, not that anyone knows what we're talking about, is coming up with really good answers. There's the opportunity in this design of listening better. There's actually in the what we know as the 37th gate is the gate of friendship, reaching out and offering a hand. There's a lot of caring this year. So, Regina, what else do you see in this?
Well, what stands out most is the word potential. It's like potential doesn't mean, you know, completely manifesting and bringing it into form, but there's a lot of potential for, again, change on the personal level, a possibility for people to be more in touch with themselves, to have to, you know, know who they are, build their own strength, know where their limits are, become more in touch with their emotions and more in touch with their intuition. And that, you know, right there, that sense of who they are, that identity, like just that inner knowing, like, well, this is what works for me, or this feels right to me, or that person feels, you know, in alignment with me.
Well, I understand, and it's nice that you and I come from a different mindset. You're seeing this as how we can all make our own choices and live with ourselves in this new year in the world, according to this. I see it more as leadership, society, community, thinking together in these ways and making changes in a larger context of society. So I'm more interested to me in how the leaders of the world will respond in this year to these energies.
Well, yeah, and I feel, you know, this, we talk about the ego and that, you know, leaders need strong ego. There's a lot of, you know, potential around that coming through the chart. But it's not solid based on this chart. It's got some good possibilities.
Well, but that's all we need are the possibilities, because it's all ongoing. I don't know what's going to be solid again. We have to reinvent ourselves in new ways. We're in a new age, and it's about reinventing, and everything will be new and different and has to take root, and it'll take a while before things take root. There'll be a lot of experimentation. a lot of adventure, and things will have to prove themselves. What I like is that we're coming in this year. It looks like we're coming from a smarter, kinder place, that humanity will see itself and understand that it needs to be correct and objective and care for itself better.
Definitely a lot of around a family and community and, you know, friends, that there is definitely gentler energy on this one than there was in the last year.
Well, I would say more than gentle. The clarity, the intuition, insight is really powerful, and to recognize, because in this design, the sixth chakra, the what's called the Ajna, really shows logic and insight.
Mm-hmm.
And you put logic and insight together, you might have some nice answers.
Mm-hmm. With the leadership there, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have to remember also that every year it's the same, because in human design there are crosses to bear. There's 194 different crosses, and we all have our own crosses to bear. And life each year has the same cross to bear, which is called the cross of the unexpected. So
we don't know how it'll turn out. that goes with not being too attached to the outcome, just following through with what's in front of you, and having that experience or starting that something new, but it may not end up in the place that we think it's going to end up at.
Right. So we just have to go about each year understanding that unexpected things are going to happen. And so we want all of these traits that we talked about to come into play as we deal with the unfolding, and know that it's in good hands, because people are clearer, more objective, have insight, and care for humanity more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be yes. All of that.
Yes. Now, Regina Concatelli, you are a human design analyst, a teacher, and how do people find you?
They can find me. My phone number is 619-787-8750, 619-787-8750, and my website is alignwithyourdesign.com, alignwithyourdesign.com.
Sounds great. Yeah, it's always fun talking with you, Regina, and getting your insights and helping on our shows.
So. Yeah, it's kind of like you open up a drawer, and there's different pieces of each of these. So it's good to have the conversation as it opens it up even more.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Regina, for being on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. There are a lot of classes I'm teaching, online classes and in-person classes, again, in New York. And I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening.